It was just a name of the ditch. I guess the beef was early, because now, of course, one time, Gus was on a bluff, but there was the Camel Gully right along where Camel Street is now, or 9th Street. And remember, Ed Cashin's lecture, Virginia, had those early maps of Augusta and so many lagoons and things led into Augusta, and they connected up. And those days, probably the Beavers built a dam along one of the many little streams that ran into Augusta, the Camel's Gully. And
Hawk's Gully.
What? Hawk's?
Hawk's Gully.
Hawk's Gully. Yeah, Hawk's Gully's down here with the bigger. Yeah. Where the canal goes into the river, is Hawk's Gully.
What about if it's a real little stream? Would you still call it a creek?
No. If it was a creek, we'd call it a creek. We wouldn't call it a creek. But I've heard novels called little 3 feet wide streams a creek. I said, that isn't even a creek. No, a creek has got to be not less than 12 feet across, I should say. Anything of that is a right creek. What do you call it? Rivulet, as Tennyson would call it.
Stream.
I never call it Tennyson. Stream. That's right. King Stream.
Uh-huh.
Brook. I don't think we use brook. Chatter, chatter, as I flow to join the brimming river. Then we come in and go by, go on forever. That was a brook. But stream, creek. I don't think you ever use rivulet, do we? I'm so up on my 19th century poets, I'm trying to say rivulet, but we won't use it yet.
Do you ever use branch?
A what?
Branch.
Yes, branch.
Branch, uh-huh, that's right. What's creek? What branches are they here? Twin branch. And gut. Boggy gut. Gut was a cut out piece. We was up on going down in Waynesboro. I can't think of anyone around here. Maybe came from cut originally. We've heard that discussed. Branch. There's a hill branch of the post office. But I can't think of any branch, though.
They all seem to be over in South Carolina, don't they? Across the
river. Yes. Well, what's the branch? Ridge Springs. No, it's some branch. Can't think of one now, but it's a familiar term.
Yeah.
Mm. In Georgia and South Carolina, we have branches here and there.
Yeah. Well, I know. As you go down the hill, you go down towards the river. The land gets kind of swampy and so on.
Crawfishy land. Huh? Didn't that be in a crawfishy? Crawfish soil as well. It's Okefenokee means trembling earth. Trembling earth. Now, down at the foot of the hill, well, where the parade ground of the academy is, academy sits up a little elevation, all that space down there was very crawfishy. Stamp your foot in a radius of 10 feet around, it all tremble. It wasn't quicksand, it was too thick for quicksand, mm-hmm. and not thick enough to be
boggy.
Boggy, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boggy, crawfishy. Mm-hmm. Boggy and soggy. But we get to the floodplain.
What's the difference between a swamp? Now down here south of around the Mary Brick Company, yeah. Around there.
That's
that
swampy land.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's swamps out there. Say there's swampy.
Now, what's the difference between a swamp and something else sort of like a swamp?